From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A town hall is set to get underway in Colorado Springs to talk about a proposed ban on creekside camping. Citing health, public safety, and water quality issues, City Council is considering a proposal that would bar camping within 100 feet of a public stream, including man-made structures like drainage ditches. The proposal says those camping near streams are at risk during floods and could go to the bathroom or bathe in the waterways, creating health hazards. The proposal is up for a vote at the end of the month. The town hall starts at 6 at City Hall. A federal watchdog group says the Interior Department didn't give an adequate reason for canceling a study on the health impacts of coal mining last year. Nate Hedgie reports.
At the time, the Interior Department said the study wouldn't yield any new findings. But the Office of the Inspector General says the agency couldn't provide any evidence to back up that assertion. The Inspector General's office also says Interior wasted almost $500,000 by ending the study early. Aaron Weiss is with the environmental group Center for Western Priorities.
My first thought is that this is completely typical of Secretary Zinke's war on science.
Weiss believes the Interior Department is burying scientific studies like this that don't fit its pro-energy extraction narrative. In a statement, Interior spokesperson Heather Swift says the coal mining study was a, quote, duplicative and wasteful taxpayer-funded project. The study was launched by the Obama administration. It hoped to explore the health impacts of removing mountaintops to mine the coal within. The investigation into the project's cancellation was initially requested by a ranking House Democrat. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.